Begin the current daf, Masechta Sabbat Yisar, daf Vav. Begin on Alpha, begin the Tesla, the beginning of the Gemara. Elmanda Matrefi Ledis, but according to one of the holds, that a Trefa could give birth. Michael, man, what are you going to say? So Perish Tesla explains in other words, all the day, so it comes out according to that Manda Amar, Itzuch Mikolachai, you need to have Mikolachai Lamay Trefa, so then you don't have an extra source to teach you would exclude the halacha of Machos Eva. So I'm telling you, to say, wait a second, Trefa Nami, Heichem Mimatim Haikra. What do you mean? How could you even exclude Trefa from that Pasuk? Amanda is Le Trefa Yeleda, is according to one who holds to which we're going in that Mandama, that a Trefa could have a child, Koshkin is Le Nami Trefa Chayev, for sure that they hold that the Trefa could live. That full Mandama Trefa any Yeledas, because even according to one who holds that a Trefa cannot give birth, Amar, he says, as the Gemara brings, Tez discussed in Chul Nav Kof Med, the Yochali is that it's possible the Isle the Chayev that it could live. I think we discussed this over there, Chon Daf Mem Bezim and Aleph. So, again, if that's the case, Heichem Maitz Mekud Mekolachai, how can you exclude it from Mekolachai? What do you mean? How do you really lichy? So, if it could be a ledis, for sure it could survive. Meshami says, we can say is in the parish like Kura Hachi. We'd explain the pasuk of this. Mekolachai, what does that mean? Shehe kuli bor bizarres, that it should be totally healthy and robust. V'loi chayla betrefa, not ill and a trefa. You're right, although it technically could live, it's not healthy, it's going to be ill all its life, and it's going to keep on getting weaker. So that we could definitely exclude from this passage, tfei more, such a case of trefa mimachusa aver, from that which is listing a limb, shakuli bari, it's totally healthy, and alive, except one limb. And therefore, that's what we would have excluded. This says, "Mat the begin the words of Gemara itach itach means bedemelach similar to you." Now, makamakam over, like a might mahalcha. So wait, why can't you exclude from here also because even missing a limb, a balmum, and blemish? Kimish lahayit sarach elikim oilam. Because no, the only reason why he said it has to be similar to him was because to maintain the world, which is excluding a treifa, but. Balmum Mechaz Eiver could still maintain the world, and that wouldn't be excluded. Miu Kash, what's difficult is, though, Kaiminan, Alibid Mandama Trevi Ledis. We're going now according to one who holds, as we said in the previous Dibbe Maskel, like the one that holds our Trefa could have children. Again, if that's the case, Trefa Hech Martinan, high excluding a Trefa, what do you mean? It's to propagate the world. A Trefa could be similar to you to propagate the world. Yeshem says, maybe what you could say is the Mekala Chai, Itzrach Lamait Mechaz Eiver. We needed to exclude Mechus Eva from Kalachai. The like Siv Ela Itach, because if we only had Itach, have Mekmin Lan Mechus Eva would have said that pasuk is to Mechus Eva, and below the Trefa, and then you would not have a source to exclude Trefa. K'mestabet Shvei Lemuti Mechus Eva, it's more logical to exclude lacking a limb, the Mois that's disgusting, Metrefa from a moral defect, Lemisa, which is not disgusting. Shenka Chasaron, there's no obvious lacking. Yem Begam Yesh Harbet Trefa Shein Nicker. And then many types of moral defects that I'm not recognized. Well, that's Hari from the Ri. I bought them al, but then says Taisa, what do you do with the previous daft of Hamad Bays? Haimabailel, Mutte Trefa, the Unitix Kuda Trefa, MK Mashman, sounds like when the Gemara, they didn't stop it, Trefa, Trefa, that to the contrary, what's more logical to exclude is Trefa. Says Taisa, no, Haina Mamiyu de Cholachai. That's from the exclusionary terminology of Cholachai, the Mashma Bari, but like Trefa, that sounds like healthy and not moral defect. But lacking a limb could go in like an ear or kyitzma, something like that. Bari gomu, that's totally healthy. Bashar go for the garden rest of the body, like we previously said. And it depends which source to say what would be the more logical thing being excluded. Next test math begins Gemara, but Dimon Neuch Gufei Trefa Haba. Well, how do you know? Maybe Neuch himself had a moral defect. So Vavgav Shachai Lacha Mekan Shon Merabas, although he lived many years after this, we know he obviously was not a Trefa. No, Mekamakam Ove, but Isis Shah, at that time when he was told the command, Lahayyadeh, he didn't know Mahayy Trefa Yishalom, if he was a Trefa or Shalom Shenich Malahavi Trefa, that he should refrain from being a Trefa Metam Demelach because they were similar to him. And however, it's a taste of Alayna here at Tiridzeh. But this answer doesn't seem to be clear. Because Akachle, his Yuel, Metrefa Sagalu, the Nicker, obviously the only warning regarding. Those trefas that were revealed and recognizable, the betrevish of Beseis Lohayochel Avchen, he can't recognize it. So he obviously knew if he himself had a clear cut a trefa or not. Eliyosama rather says what he says the Hashtag Koy. Now we're going command Amal like that. The one who says Chaya that trefa that it lives. The Kesav a trefa Chaya that holds a trefa could live. And Teidi, you should know this. Okayom and Alibed command Amal trefa Yeledes because we're going according to the one that holds. That a trefa could give birth, the day trefa is not mechayel, like we said previously. Obviously, that means the Trefa is also going to live. So the fact that Noach lived many years doesn't prove anything that he wasn't a Trefa. Oh, we know that he wasn't a Trefa because it says the word Tam by him. Then we can say, wait, Gabi Karbin, Amenachas Avhem, Bez Lama, On Namatzrichim, and Abaka. Why do we need the words Min Habaka from the cattle? Lahitzi Trefa takes good that a Trefa cannot be rewarded as a carbon. Typically, Mitamim, it says Tamim over there, which Agamar is saying means that he wasn't a Trefa. Yeshem and Tesid, you can say, is the awesome Svaruhu, Lemidrish Tamim. No, they're more, it's more logical to expound on the word Tamim, Leba Mun, and not blemish. Because the Maguna, Ligvo, Yosim, Metarfis, because it's more disgraceful to bring as a carbon a Balmun than the Trefa. And therefore, we darshan it for Balmun. Not for Trefas. Ketedi, you should know this, because the Balmum, Maguna, Hu B'yoyse, that a blemish is more disgraceful, the Chsib, like it says in the Pasuk Malachi, Gabi Balmumin, L'Gvaya, when it talks about blemished animals as a carbon, it says, Hekerveh no l'fachasecha, Yirtzecha, would you bring such a thing to your governor, would he be willing with this? And that said specifically, we're going to get him Balmumin. Now, behind the time, the reason is, because they're nicker, because they're recognizable. Of a Trefas, yes, in a nicker, the others that are not recognizable. Boy, more with the Krog Guver Behedya might. The pasuk explicitly excludes it. Tam yia l'rotzin, where it says kamum lo yiboy. Mashmit sounds like it is be mum, but if there's a blemish, lemikri tamim, it's not called complete. So the pasuk explicitly telling us that it's coming to exclude that of a balmum. It says matter begins gemara v'hashda nafkel mi'itach v'chulu. So it says okay, now that we learn to exclude treva from itach, so what do you do with l'chay zera? So it says with him, you can say l'mandam a treva in yulad zekunda, when it says a treva cannot have birth. And therefore we said we learn a trefa from excluded from the chayzera because it cannot have seed. If that's the case, itach lamali. According to that, madam, already do it itach. And don't reject to say, oh, the urcha the krohu, it's just the normal way of the pasuk speaking. Because by moish v'dashin sanedin av lamavam beis, and says itach, we don't say it's just the normal way of speaking. We say, but daimalach has to pick out those who are similar to him for the sanedin. Sometimes you can say the dashinan. We expand the same thing also over here. Itach. With you, she had failed loch. They should be secondary to you. When it says that your brother should live with you, it's with you, them as secondary. And that is that your life comes before the life of your friend. How do you know that? Because imach means with you, secondary to you. Rabbah in the Medrash Darish, that when Noach was told it should be for you and for them to food to eat, they're secondary to you, but you're not secondary to them. Again, the same thing we're learning out from Itach over here. It says, begins to say, well, then, it's 10 days. Perish. In other words, begins to say, when you're saying the 3 days that the Tan Mishnah is mentioning, the day of the holiday is not in the calculation. That, you know, sometimes the holiday is 1 or 2 days, or like these. That are 8 days. Nicha makes sense. The hashta nakat. We're saying till oil mafnei aid. Always before the holiday. Asav lasi moin shleish shiyamim. You can't do business 3 days. But if you're going to say till oil ima aid, that's always with the holiday. Mechash mashleish shiyamim. You're counting that as the part of the 3 days. Hey, how are you saying elihin the day? And these are the holidays calendar. The mash mashas asav lasav lasi moin shleish shiyamim. But valesa, that's not true because asar hava. It's 10 days. So more of a sense, you have to say shesh hefsig ben kalando lesar tenerido. You have to say between these two holidays that there must be some type of a gap. Lachalapachas beiz yamim at the minimum 2 days. May they come from the fact that it says asar yami 10 days. Hava mkein yesh ne yamim lefne kalendo must be 2 days before kalendo sheim by eid. There's no holiday. B'svara nami who and it's also logical. The minhag kamori say sheches yam shel kalendo him kenege ches yam tevim shasa ad merishin. We could presume he didn't do right after this. The tekufa, he didn't know right away that the length of the day. So it's somewhat of a gap. Or else it would be 20 days together. Next test, matter begin to the words gemara. Shmamina, obviously, okay, it's hin b'lo yedehin. It must be the 3 days without the holiday. Shmamina. So it says, Temeli, it's a wonder to me. Why doesn't the Mishnah also say deka? Must be precise to hin b'lo yedehin that it's the 3 days without the holiday. Because the Tanya, in fact, it says the Tanya says lefnei yedin gimel yom before the holiday 3 days. Because the isa gadayta could be thinking to say hin b'yedehin it's with the holiday. Listen, you should say lefnei yedin shnei yom before the holiday 2 days. And if you're going to say oh the katab b'yale, we'd still have the question you have a id b'chlal if the holiday is included. Pshita
Delay. No, obviously not. Medeloh habatani levnei denyim echad. For the fact that it doesn't say before the holiday one day. Kala haven, so it says it's very easy to understand. It's Achin, but doesn't know why the Gemara did not prove from our Mishnah. It says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Himblei Dein Shemamina. It's obviously then without the holiday. But it's Shmuel Hashmina. This that Shmuel had to let us know. La Divri Bishmol. La Oilam Aser, that it's always forbidden. Delay Taiman, well, what's the Chiddush? Of course, if you have 3 days before, 3 days after. So obviously, the holidays on Sunday, obviously it's all forbidden. So it says, no, delay time that you shouldn't say, kimin de'in lehet la'ilam, since they'll never be able to do business with them, shavkin le'rav chalat, tir b'sham pam, and we make some exception for at some time. That's the chiddush. Or inam, another person, you could say, how many would have thought to say, the sabri b'shmol b'hak rabbanam? The b'shmol himself holds like rabban, the last la'ach achrab, that we shouldn't make the days afterwards forbidden. Or inam, you could say, Hashem inan, we're letting you know, the chashab yem eid, Pedeshim Echad, that this is considered as a holiday, La'asik Shayim Edim, that Sunday, the worshipping the sun for this religion is like a regular holiday, to say that the three before and three after are all forbidden. And it says, Mat to begin the Gemara, like, Dumma, Mishum, Lift in the Ebel, Asit, Mishum. What's the reason? Because Harvacha, or could Lift in the Ebra? So it says, Yesh Makshim, Mikan, Lepesha Kuntras, the Masnitin. Some ask him here what Rashi says in the Mishnah. The Pirsha, he explained the loss of losses that you now do. Hainimekimimka means giving and taking, which is business, selling and buying. Well, Tenech Macha, selling it makes sense. Because that's lifnei iver of a mekach, but buying my lifnei iver, or what type of lifnei iver? You're not giving him anything; you're taking from him. Shemeshlam tells me we can say shemam tzlem mois. No, you're giving him money, liknes tzarcha, but it's chacham that he could then buy for his avodah zarah.